This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here on this live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us, of course. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard on the attack against the Democratic establishment. And they are not happy about it. We can tell you about it if we get the chance. But it's been a lot of calls tonight here, which is always nice. That's what I prefer. So we're going back to the phones. And to the fun, Emily is on the line in Louisville. Emily, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling to help James. I've been married for more than 40 years to my husband, and he, too, was on the autism spectrum. And it took us a long time to figure all this stuff out. But long story short is, it is not an attitude problem. Part of autism is the difficulty of meeting new people, and that part of the brain in people with autism is very undeveloped. And whereas I meet new people, I'm very happy and excited. My husband cannot stand to have to meet new people. And it's
so you're saying that's what might be causing the anxiety that the young gentleman who called, for listeners that are maybe just tuning in, they didn't hear. We had a young guy, 20 years old, who he's anxious just because his parents have left the house, let alone about going out and getting a job and that sort of thing. You're saying meeting new people is very difficult for some of the folks in the autistic spectrum.
Yes, exactly. And he needs to go see a psychiatrist. They can sometimes give him medications that would help him, and they're not medications that are going to make him high or all that. They probably will help tamp down the anxiety. But what he really ought to do, because I have had to do this with my husband, is the idea of a 20-year-old guy sitting at home alone stresses me out. No, I mean, I would be having a party the minute my parents pulled out. It would be the female version of risky business. But that's why my husband married me, because I can roll through this stuff easy. I mean, I love to do it. I love being on the stage. I love being the center of attention. But James,
so how did you end up, just curious, how did you end up with your husband? I mean, you know, you guys are definitely opposites in that way.
Yes, I met him through his best friend, and I developed vision problems as a result of diabetes, so he would come over and pick me up. We'd go see the best friend. Then we decided, he didn't have a chance in hell. He was an engineer. And he had $20,000 in the bank. I was already disabled. I was 26 years old. And he was a nice guy. He didn't drink. All my relatives were drunks. And I just I stayed in touch with him. I talked with him. I would get him to talk to me, which was very hard to do. It's still hard to do. But James needs to get up tomorrow morning, go to a Starbucks, get something without caffeine. Get a newspaper, sit down at Starbucks, open the newspaper, and read the newspaper. If there's anybody sitting over next to you, especially if it's a female, sitting there with nothing going on, lean over. I've got some newspaper. Would you like the newspaper? If she says no and makes a nasty face, that's fine. She'll get over it. But he needs to force himself to get up and go out and meet people. Because most of the people that he meets are either going to be kind or, you know, indifferent, but very few of them are going to be mean. And the ones that are mean are usually having a bad day. And he needs to stop looking at the possibility that everything is not going to work out and look at the possibility today is a day to meet some neat people. And he needs to get out of that house. And he needs to face the reality that he is a drag on his parents. And he's going to have to start dealing with that. They are not happy.
They probably won't want to admit it, but yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be the case.
And he cannot wait for everybody else to do this stuff for him. He has to be willing to make a mistake. Somebody's going to help him get a job.
Right. You don't learn to ride the bicycle without falling off and, you know, tipping over a few times.
That's exactly
maybe more
right.
than a few.
And then he should also, he needs to start meeting people. He should start doing volunteer work.
That's a good idea.
something that he, something that they could really use. I'm going to assume that he's in good health. There are
head down to the local soup kitchen, right? Where you
well,
can...
no, not the soup kitchen, No, no.
Why not?
There are too many dysfunctional people in soup kitchens. He's not going to be able to handle that.
It might make him feel more normal, though.
No, it'll stress him out. It really will stress him out.
Right.
He should contact the American Council for the Blind and his community. They're all over the country, and they always need people that can come and read stuff for blind people.
Hmm,
when they get mail, you know. And all he has to do is call them up, talk to them. They'll say, well, yeah, come to our next meeting at such and such a time. And he will make friends because those blind people love to talk. And he can start. He really needs to. And he also needs to get up every day and go for a walk.
That's a good idea. Get out of the house.
Exercise is always good advice. And another thing, if you want to be places where people are, is exercise classes.
Yeah.
I went to a few of these myself, and recently my wife and I, were going down when she was down in Florida. She wanted to exercise classes, and it's an opportunity for me to get a little exercise, too. So I went while I was down there, and, hey, gentlemen, the exercise classes are 80% men.
I mean, 80%
women.
Women.
Excuse me.
Women.
Yeah, right. So, you know, just saying.
And 15% gay guys, right?
I don't know.
No. Hey, Emily, thanks for the call tonight.
I try to be discreet.
I appreciate the advice. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, not bad advice. Getting out of the house, especially if you're, and he didn't talk about depression, but if you're in the house all the time, that may be an indicator that you might be suffering from some depression as well. And they do recommend that getting out and getting a walk, getting outside and getting a little bit of exercise is a good idea if you are experiencing depression. Going out and meeting people.
Exercise is good for everybody.
Yeah, going out and meeting people, you know, and there's probably clubs where if you're not interested in going out to, like, an exercise class or spending money to meet people in that way, there's probably groups that you can get together with that may also have similar issues where you can just meet folks, social clubs or whatever. Going to Starbucks, it was kind of funny imagining a 20-year-old reading a newspaper in Starbucks. But
I have anxiety just going to Starbucks and thinking about getting something without caffeine in it.
you're a little sensitive to caffeine.
It's impossible. They got an apple drink there. They got some cocoa, and that's it.
That's about it, huh?
Yeah.
They don't have decaf, huh?
They do have decaf. Oh, okay. Decaf has as much caffeine in it as a regular Diet Coke.
Really? Wow. Well, let's continue.
At least it did. I can look that up.
Joe. He's on the line in Texas. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, earlier caller was talking about the Declaration of Independence, and it was original draft was life, liberty, and property. And I'd read some years ago that Jefferson, even though he was, he inherited slaves, he was still virulently anti-slavery, and I believe it was illegal to free slaves in Virginia at that time. But he changed the word or edited the word property to pursuit of happiness because he was concerned that if he left the word property in there, that people would assume that that justified slavery. So that was the reason why it was changed.
Well, that's what one gentleman said when he called in, and but that could very well be the case. So that sounds good.
Yeah. Anyway, I had eaten dinner with my family earlier, so I was out of the car. I didn't hear you. Somebody may have responded to that, but it seems to make a lot of sense.
Cool.
It's all good, Joe. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, about autism, I have a son who's mentally handicapped and autistic tendencies, and one thing that has helped him is to have some chores, to have some things he can do that he can excel at that may not involve other people, but that you can he can get a sense of accomplishment from. We have horses and stuff, so he, you know, does a lot of feeding with the horses and all every day and other chores and things, and so having something he can do that gets him out of the house, gets him some exercise, and yet things that he can be successful at and that you can praise him for really, really goes a long way. So dealing with people is difficult because as a lot of people with maybe autism or have friends or family that know, everything's kind of black and white for them. So there's not a lot of gray area that they tend to be able to understand. So a lot of times, you know, people will say things and they misinterpret them. And so a lot of times it's difficult dealing with other people. But if he can get some chores and some tasks that he can be successful in, that goes a long way.
Great point, Joe. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far, the advice, get out of the house. Get out there and meet some folks somehow. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want to get on the radio and talk about whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And also we're brought to you by HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. We're coming up, by the way, on the 11th birthday for Bitcoin. It's going to be in the beginning of January, so just about a month or so from now, we'll be celebrating 11 years of Bitcoin. And you know what? It's still early. Yeah, it seems like a long time, and human years seems like a long time, but on the scale of money, a decade is nothing.
Yeah.
So this whole Bitcoin...
Think what the internet looked like in a decade.
Most of us didn't even know it existed.
No.
And a lot of people still don't really know anything about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin has more name recognition than the internet had.
At the same time frame?
At the same time frame, yeah.
Interesting. Bitcoin is something you ought to be accepting for your local business. If you're ready to get started with that, get over to helpmetakebitcoin.com. And within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash at your local store. Or maybe you're a service provider. You go to your customers. You can take it on your cell phone. There's an app for iOS or Android devices or just any old web browser as well. They make it super easy. There's no paperwork. There's no approval process. You don't have to jump through ridiculous hoops. You just create a username and password. And you're good. You know, you download the app and you get set up. You plug your wallet addresses into it and you're ready to accept crypto at your point of sale. Help me takebitcoin.com. Oh, and yeah, it's free to accept cryptocurrency, so you're not paying these ridiculous rates to credit card companies or anything like that. It's super easy. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the process. We're going to continue with your calls. And
use it. Go to saveatpurse.com. Save 20% on everything you buy at Amazon just by using Bitcoin.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Bitcoin Cash.
Well, Bitcoin Cash, too. Yeah.
So we can go to your calls here. Tom's in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good evening. I was at a campaign event by Elizabeth Warren this afternoon in Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah, I know. I went there because I wanted to be one of the ones that can ask her a question, you know, and then I didn't happen to get picked to be, they give out tickets. And then if you have that, they call on three people. If you got this ticket number, then you get to ask her a question.
So is it supposed to be random?
Yes. They draw the ticket numbers, and I didn't happen to get it. I mean, there was a lot of people there. And
so three whole questions, huh?
Three whole questions for this town hall event. And
you're
just going on and on and on. And what – I mean, if – I could have that recorded. You can go in there and just rebut everything she's saying. Like, her solution is to throw more money at the housing problem and how the federal government reduced all these subsidies for subsidized housing. Well, hello, how about just abolish the zoning restrictions and then there's an abundance of...
The what housing. Restrictions?
Zoning.
Zoning restrictions.
Federal zoning? I mean, it's all state and local, right?
That's correct. The federal government does have some unconstitutional statutes about zoning. I'm not really sure what they are, but the state can require that all the cities and towns stop imposing zoning. So that
I would love to see that
thing.
Happen in New Hampshire. If because in New Hampshire it's not a home rule thing, so local governments can only do theoretically what they're authorized to do by the state level legislators. So if the state level legislators wanted to abolish zoning statewide, they could do that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
It's just going on and on, blaming the Reverse Citizens United. The Supreme Court ruling to get all this big corporate money out of politics. But
yeah,
what
that's
is
just
doing?
A rallying cry. That's not going to do anything. Reversing not Citizens United. I mean, please, it's basically an impossibility. And Citizens United is a logical ruling. Not that I agree with it. I don't. But it's a logical ruling based on a century and a half's worth of English common law here in the United States. I mean, it makes perfectly good sense for what they've got going on, which is to say that corporations are persons. I don't think they are. Obviously, they're pieces of paper. But the government, which is the organization that creates corporations,
right,
is obviously it's the only organization that can create corporations. They have a monopoly on the creation of corporations, and they're obviously not going to stop creating corporations because that's revenue for them.
Yeah, and thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate the summary there of what happened. Regarding this whole citizens or rather corporations are persons thing, it's not like that was decided by Citizens United. That was just another restatement of something that's always been true about corporations, at least from the legal perspective. Again, you know, when they say persons, they don't mean like a flesh and blood breathing human being. No, they mean a political corporate legal fiction, basically. And that's what these things are considered. A person under the law has certain abilities that, you know, non-persons don't have. And it's just a crazy, legal land is just this crazy, mixed up, confusing morass of, you know, ideas that it's nearly impossible for the average person, or anybody for that matter, to really get their heads wrapped around. And that's on purpose. These attorneys want it to be that way, so you have to pay them.
You know, one thing you'll never hear the Democrats suggest is that, well, let's get corporations out of government, and we'll take unions out too. Right? So they want their...
those are corporations.
No, they are corporations. They want their organizations that they like to be able to fund candidates and support candidates and do all that stuff. But they don't want the Republicans people to do whatever. And, you know, come on, guys. I mean, negotiations is about... Fairness is about negotiation. And if you're not prepared to negotiate, then, you know, keep it zipped because it's not going to... No one cares.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to abolish corporations. It's part and parcel of what government is.
Yep.
Governments themselves are corporations. Not only do governments create corporations, because, again, if you want to create a corporation, you have to go to the state and then ask for a piece of paper from them to show that there's now this thing, this file folder, it's now a corporation. But they themselves are considered municipal corporations. The city of Keene, New Hampshire, incorporated in... You know, 1799 or whatever it was.
Right.
I don't know what year it was, but they all brag about when they were incorporated
in.
And there you are. It's them telling you we're a corporation. What does that mean? It's a legal fiction. The city of Keene doesn't exist. It's not a thing. It's not a something you can touch. Yeah, there's land, there's buildings, but those aren't the city of Keene. The city of Keene is a legal concept that they've used to obscure what's really going on, which is, of course, a group of men and women who call themselves the city of fill-in-the-blank, wherever you live, who are ruling over you by the threat of violence. That's all it is. It's window dressing on violence.
Yeah, here's a little logic puzzle. If you don't like the things we're saying, I ask you this. What is the functional difference between your local government or your state government or the federal government or any government and a very successful organized crime gang?
You can vote for the government.
That's right. You can vote. So they have an odd system for appointing dons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, as long as you can get people to believe that they have some kind of say, and mind you, no one is listening to me. No one exists whose vote has ever made a difference in a presidential election.
That's true. There's more on the way.
There's very few people whose votes have made a difference ever at all.
Plus, coming up, we're going to change gears completely and talk to somebody. Mark, you did a special interview recently that we're going to play on the air here tonight from the Epoch Times.
Yeah, Dana Cheng, she's a hero, and her stand against the Chinese government. But she's going to talk about what's happened to their printing presses.
In Hong Kong.
Yes.
All right, more on the way here. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Iraq where he helped serve Thanksgiving dinner to U.S. troops. He spoke about congressional Democrats.
Congress should have finished their work on defense appropriations months ago, but you all know that partisan politics and endless investigations have slowed things down a bit in Washington, D.C.
He promised that he and President Trump would never stop fighting to get U.S. troops the resources they need. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized after experiencing chills and fever. In a statement, the court's public information office said Ginsburg was admitted on Friday night to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She was eventually evaluated at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington before being transferred to Johns Hopkins. With intravenous antibiotics and fluids, her symptoms have now abated, and she's expected to be released from the hospital on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about ForkFest. It's coming up in 2020. Mark your calendars for June 29th until July 5th for the 4th annual Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival. There's no organizer. There's no board of directors. There's no tickets. You just get your campground or your RV park site, or if you want, there's motel there on the site as well, from Rogers Campground, which is the beautiful campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. So New Hampshire's largest campground, by the way. So there's plenty of room for growth, and we're going to need some of that room this year because ForkFest grew a lot between year two and three. This was the third year this year, and 2020 is going to be the fourth year, and I expect it's going to grow further because a lot of people said they really wanted to come this year, but they couldn't. You know, so they're planning for 2020.
Right.
And also in 2020, we're moving ForkFest. You know, again, everything's unofficial. So some of the old timers said, well, we're going to do it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the original festival that sort of ForkFest forked off of, if you will. And so previously it had been before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In 2020, it will happen after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which brings two benefits. One, it's 2 weeks warmer because a week before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's still springtime, and it gets a little chilly in the White Mountains, especially at night. 2 weeks later, it might be a little bit warmer, so that's kind of cool. Plus, more people are going to be able to attend with their family because sometimes, depending on when schools get out, from session, some people aren't out yet by the time ForkFest happens. So now everybody's going to be out of school and done with that stuff so they can come up for ForkFest. And further, it's going to be the very first one where we're actually having ForkFest at the same time as Independence Day. So that's going to be cool. And it also means more people are going to be in the park just because of Independence Day. And it means fireworks. I've confirmed that with the owner of the park. He says the fireworks are on for 2020. Because one of the fireworks guys was retiring, so there was some question as to whether or not it was going to happen again in 2020. But it is. So, I mean, all these great reasons. Where else would you want to be on Independence Day than besides, you know, hanging out with a bunch of cool libertarian types in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire? It's going to be great. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more. It's going to be June 29th until July 5th. ForkFest.party. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event as we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. The Discord lines, by the way, are open for you, and that's where Mr. Worldwide is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yes, Mr. Worldwide, mortified penguin, enemy of China, by the way. And I wanted to call about something I actually wanted to call about last night. Sister Olivia called, and she was asking about, you know, a typical question. Like, I, am an anarcho-libertarian type of person, doesn't believe in the government, but what do we do about defense? And so I wanted to kind of share my thoughts after hearing you guys talking.
Yeah, her question was, in the absence of the coercive central state, theory, you know, abolish the military, right? Like tomorrow we snap our fingers, the military's gone. What do? How do we protect ourselves?
Are we talking about protecting ourselves on a sort of local level?
Like
from
on
criminals?
An international level. From like, international, you know, level, what from... about the Chinese rolling in tanks or whatever?
Well, they have to go through Canada first, but all right.
Aircraft carriers, bombers.
I'd say the United
States
is well placed, lucky, whatever term we wish to use.
Well, I think Mr. Worldwide wanted to answer the question.
Oh, are you going to answer it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you were on the show, Mark. I know Rick, Nobody and Ian was on there, but I kind of wanted to say and just kind of one thing. First of all, and I was thinking about this in like Nobody's voice. Like, what we want is we don't want the U.S. We don't view the U.S. government as bad or especially bad. Or I mean, they are especially bad in a lot of ways. We want, you know, Xi Jinping and all the presidents and dictators of all and politicians of all these countries gone. So it's not really that we respect borders in any way when it comes to the opposition to coercive government. It's a worldwide movement of people, of individuals. And that's kind of the main thing. But secondly, in the absence of a centralized society, centralized systems, capital, centralized hubs of control, command and control, there's really a centralized, large centralized military has a much more difficult time, going after the hubs of society, the cities, the supply lines, the command and control, the government in communications infrastructure, because it's all going to be distributed and decentralized. So if it's just a collection of individuals in a place, I mean, I guess they could want to go out after all individuals and settlements and cooperatives and whatnot. But that would require physically with infantry troops in the most expensive way possible, occupying all that land and controlling all those people town by town, block by block, and you know all those multi-billion-dollar weapon systems, rockets, missiles, ICBMs, aircraft carriers aren't particularly effective. As they say, aren't particularly effective against an insurgency.
Right. So a military, traditionally is really an organization that's supposed to go around and collect money for the king, right? And if the citizens just willingly give up the money, then they don't need to. The military, of course, is going to protect its, tax livestock from other people who want to come and take those tax livestock from them. But ultimately, without compliance, it just doesn't work.
Right.
So the United States military's recent histories are replete with problems surrounding dealing with countries that are full of people who are just not that delighted that they're there to help. right? I mean,
look at Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, Vietnam, you can just go ahead.
They defeated the Soviets in Afghanistan.
Right. You could just go ahead. Iraq really was a disaster for them. The Shiites wanted the help until they didn't want the help, and then they start blowing things up, and then, of course, the region still has all of its problems. So I'm not sure that this whole we need a big old military to do things solution from the 1700s is what we still need today. But maybe we do. But I can tell you this. That's basically what the United States Constitution is. It's a document that sets up a standing military.
At least not a standing army. I think there was a navy in there.
Yeah, but it did.
It authorized them to authorize it. But,
and they did.
And they did, and they keep doing it. Hey, Mr. Worldwide, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Huh?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that document would have allowed the United States to spread well beyond its current borders if it would have just stayed, just minding its own business, the actual federal government, and let the states be independent. But they're not doing that.
Let's go to Robert in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I have a question about digital assets. So I'm a very big holder of XRP digital asset.
That's Ripple,
Ripple, right, and VeChain, yeah. And a few others, and Cardano, and even some Dogecoin and Polo.
Go ahead with the question.
And the question I have actually is regulation. Do you think the United States is actually going to get in line with these other countries that are already ahead of us? As far as regulating and using digital assets, like the Asian countries, you're seeing a value in that as far as utility and real world use. And it seems like the United States, the Token Taxonomy Act that's been introduced by Congressman Warren Wise, I believe, and Congressman DeSoto in Florida, and it seems like it's kind of stalled. I mean, you guys see that happening in the future. I mean, it looks like it may happen, but it seems like they keep on stalling all the time.
Okay, so I got to say, this sounds like a big question, and I wish we had, more time to talk about it because we have a special interview coming up here in just a moment. I'll say this. Generally, I oppose government regulation of anything at all, especially when it comes to cryptocurrency. Right. So I'm not sure what exactly the proposal is that you're that you're referring to, if it's something
that's a lot of companies out there that are scared to do business in
the United States.
And
as far as corridors being open, for corridor to be open for banks to be allowed to use a certain digital asset to transfer money from one country to another, and a certain regulation.
Banks are actually so frightened of anything regarding cryptocurrency. I hope that
my
changes.
Advice would be this: is if you don't expect the top dog to do a lot of negotiating, they never do. It's the ones down the line that the negotiating. If you like crypto, the United States is probably not the place for you.
Call us tomorrow night, Robert, earlier on, and give us more of a rundown of exactly what that legislation is, and we might be able to give you a better answer. We got more coming up here in moments. We'll talk about Hong Kong next on Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, coming to you for Free Talk Live. And today I have with me Dana Cheng. Dana, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you, Dana, for being with me. You're from the Epoch Times, which is...
Epoch Times started in year 2000. It was at the time there were a lot of lies in Chinese media. Communist Party has just started to persecute Falun Gong, which is traditional meditation that teach a kind of a mind and body exercise. There are five sets of exercise. There are principles of to be truthful, compassion, and forbearance. So in 1999, Communist Party started to persecute it. For no reason. They never give a reason. They make lies and justify persecution like they always have. So because there are a lot of lies, a group of Chinese Americans started independent media in Chinese first. Because this is, you know, at that time, it's almost the first and only independent media, because other media either has a China background or had other background that are afraid of China. So we were truly independent, and we started the Chinese first, and very quickly, and a lot of Chinese people start to give us like stories and tips and spread our names. Within a few years, it spread to 33 countries. It became, within 2 or 3 years, it became the largest Chinese media outside China. And right now, it has 23 languages. We started the English edition in year 2004. That's Yeah, that's 15 years ago.
And that's the one I'm familiar with, is the English-speaking edition. I've never, obviously, I can't read Chinese, so I haven't read any of that other stuff, but I have really appreciated the Epoch Times for its independent view on the things that go on in China. And specifically right now, I think that you guys are doing some great reporting on what's going on in Hong Kong. Can you give us all, you know, a little breakdown of what's occurring there?
Yeah, Hong Kong people have been taking to the street to protest this bill, extradition bill. And they see this bill is going to take the last fence between mainland China and Hong Kong. And it means anyone from Hong Kong can be picked up from the street and sent to mainland China. And there's no rule of law there, and they won't have proper representation or lawyer. So you'll be part of a mainland system. So people see this as the last chance to defend their freedom. When UK handed Hong Kong back to China, there was an agreement. There was an agreement that for 50 years,
Hong Kong would keep its autonomy. That's 50 years, right?
Yeah, 50 years, half a century. Yeah.
And, China's kind of trying to draw Hong Kong back in, and it's nowhere near the 50-year mark.
Right. So after it was turned over in 1997, in the past 22 years, the freedom of Hong Kong has been gradually eroded. And go ahead.
When these protesters are out there, because, I mean, you know, at this point, it's gone whole hog. It went from a few, people protesting to, I mean, the weapons are being used and these kind of things. What do you guys think is best? I mean, how do they move forward in this? Because I'm rooting for them. Democracy isn't exactly my thing. I tend to think that the masses don't make particularly good choices, but I certainly am not a fan of China and what they're doing, so I'll take democracy over that.
Well, the key here is Hong Kong people do not want to be ruled by Communist Party.
Right.
Yeah. So what they are asking is, okay, just keep your promise. Keep your promise. So when Beijing promised one country, two system for 50 years, and because of this international treaty, international agreement with UK and with United States, Hong Kong is treated with a lot of special status, so that it's treated as a free market. It can be the third largest financial center in the world. If not because of that agreement, if not because of that promise, international investment would have left Hong Kong a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what people are looking for. Obviously, China has risen on the world stage as far as doing business and that sort of thing. But at the same time, Hong Kong's where it all got started. And, these people have gotten used to living and running their own lives. And they don't want a Communist Party. And what they tell us in America, anyway, is that government comes from consent. Not that there's a lot of evidence of that, but whatever the case may be, they should get the government that they want to have. And I'm rooting for them, but I don't know how they move forward, because it seems like they're against some pretty terrible odds.
Well, they use their lives to show the whole world what's the true nature of Communist Party in China. And right now, the one university is still in siege by the police.
Yep.
They wrote on the wall a note to the world. And here is the note. Dear world, CCP, that's Chinese Communist Party, CCP will infiltrate your government. Chinese enterprises dollar interferes your political stance. China will harvest your home like Xinjiang. Be aware or be next. Hong Kong people use its courage to try to awaken the rest of the world. Hong Kong is like the Berlin.
It is. It's like East Berlin. It's they're really stuck right in the middle right now. What happened at the Hong Kong offices of the Epoch Times?
So on Tuesday, November 19th, in the morning, 3:40, when the workers are getting ready to roll the newspaper out to the street, as soon as they open the gate, four men with their face covered stormed in, and they use a kind of a retractable baton and saying, "Don't move." Then one man with two buckets of gasoline poured the gasoline on the newspaper and machine, and the third man started the fire. So in front of everyone, they started this fire, the arson.
Yeah, that's arson.
They ran away.
And I mean, you know, sitting here in America, one of the things I sort of wonder is this baton situation. How long did this take?
It's about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, people didn't have much time to react. It's a shame that other people there didn't have much of a weapon, but at the same time, they. I guess I wonder who sent these guys. I know that there's these partisans that are working against the protesters in Hong Kong. I don't know why they do it, but they're not uniformed. Can you tell me about those people?
Well, they're definitely pro-Beijing people, because Beijing really, really is afraid of our media, of Epoch Times. They dress up like they are protesters, but they are not. The protesters appreciate our reporting very much. Actually, over the last 22 years, the media of Hong Kong have been gradually, you know, taken over and under the control of mainland China. So if you look at, if you put the front page side by side, you can find about 10 newspapers, only two or three that are reporting what's going on the, for the people in Hong Kong. And majority of them would have a front page and put in the pro-Beijing advertisement.
So, now, I mean, are you guys out of business then in Hong Kong, or what's going on?
We have always been under pressure in Hong Kong. This is the third time someone broke into our printing press over the years.
So,
and,
are there,
you know,
business,
people
are,
love,
okay.
Yeah.
Are there papers
people
going out?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. So you're getting them in somehow.
Yes.
What if people want to get your paper, the Epoch Times? I know it's available here in the United States, and you guys have some kind of promotion going on, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, people can get on the website, theepochtimes.com, and subscribe, or you can read on the website. Epoch spells E-P-O-C-H, theepochtimes.com.
It's spelled like theepochtimes.com. Dana, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.